Hey Queen, welcome to And She Rises, the podcast for women who are ready to step forward into life full of intention, purpose, and joy. My name is Jerrica, and until recently, I felt so trapped by grief. I was feeling guilty for wanting to move forward, knowing the memories that I would leave behind. Here on this podcast, I don't only want to talk about grief. Yes, it's a mountain in my story, but it's not the whole story. Grief isn't where my story ends, and it doesn't have to be where yours ends either. Together, we will fan the flames of our inner fires as we fill our days doing the things that bring us joy. Our days here are numbered, girlfriend, and we don't know the count. So let's live with intention, lead with gratitude, and go all in. Are you ready? Let's go. It's time to rise. Hello, 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 queens. Welcome back to And She Rises with Grit and Gratitude. So today, I want to talk about what it's like to start something new. And what it's like to start something new and when getting started is super overwhelming. But first, I want to tee this up with a story because I think this will land better for you if I tell you a story. If you follow me on social media, you know that I am training for a half marathon. Like, hello, who am I? I told you I am in my rising era, okay? Like, new girl, who is this? This is coming from a girl who does not run. Well, who didn't run, because I run now. Until recently, I never even considered myself a runner. I've always liked the idea, but I've never really identified as a runner. In all honesty, I've never really run more than 3 consecutive miles before this, like, ever. Now, don't be alarmed. I'm not out to set any records or to break any records or to break anything, really, okay? I'm just trying to stay intact, and my goal is to cross the finish line, and that's it. Like, I am more than okay with walking and running this half. Like, that is my intention, okay? But probably a good 8 or 9 months, maybe even almost a year, I've had this visceral gut feeling that I needed to sign up and participate in a half marathon. And I did not tell a soul, like no one. I don't know why. I don't know why I had the feeling, and I don't know why I didn't tell anyone. Well, I know why I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want to do it, because I didn't know why I had this feeling. But if you've been around here for any length of time, you also know that when your girl gets a gut feeling, I tend to go with it. So I had said something to my uncle in passing, like on the phone, and we had kind of like tossed the idea around, but we just really kind of tossed the idea around and like that was it. But then in May at our community coffee chat meetup, which if you don't know, as a community, we gather on the second Saturday of each month for coffee in person. It's super informal and it's just a way for us to be intentional about cultivating sisterhood and connection. So we were at the May coffee chat and I casually mentioned this gut feeling that I had been having about wanting to run a half marathon. And one of my friends, Becky, who was there, who also happens to be a certified running coach, totally called me out. And she's like, okay, let's go sign up, like right now. And I was like, well, damn, okay. Nothing like being put on the spot, right? But she was so right. Like, if I didn't just take action right then, I would have never signed up. And I still wasn't going to. So she just stared at me until I grabbed my credit card. And then she watched me fill out the application on my phone. And then she asked to see, like, she literally asked to see the, like, receipt that I had signed up. And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this. And I left the coffee chat, went across the street, got fitted for sneakers. Like, okay, like, I just signed up for this half marathon. I guess I better go get some running shoes. Like, we're literally doing this. Now, let me ask you something. How often do you know that you want to do something, but you just sit on it? Like, I've been guilty of this way more times than I would like to admit. You want to write a book. You want to start a podcast. You want to host an event. You want to start a business. You want to ask that person out on a date. Whatever it is that you want to do, and you're just like sitting on it, because the unknown feels so uncomfortable. It's easier to stay where you are, even if you aren't satisfied, than to risk doing something that might actually bring you joy and fulfillment because the outcome is unknown. Girl, if you are feeling this way, first of all, know that you are not alone, okay? I am calling myself out with this. I've been there too, and I'm willing to bet that every woman listening to this podcast right now has also been there. I am picturing all of you vigorously nodding your heads. Yes, yes, yes. Been there, done that. Maybe you're finding yourself in this spot right now. So what do you do? What do you do when starting something new feels so overwhelming? The first thing you do is you acknowledge that what you're feeling is valid. So often, we're afraid to say how we really feel. We're afraid to say how we really feel because we're more concerned about how other people will perceive us than how we actually feel. I've struggled with being able to ask for help in the past because I thought it was a sign of weakness. Whew! Just saying that out loud. Okay? Yes. I've struggled with being able to ask for help because I thought it was a sign of weakness. Trying to build and run a business, maintain my home, and still show up as the mother and the wife that I want to be, it's a lot. And I've been struggling. I've been struggling trying to juggle all of these things at once. I can't juggle, y'all, okay? I don't know how. I never learned. Imagine, if you will, that I'm just over here throwing these balls, all these rainbow-colored balls up in the air, and I'm stumbling over all of them as I try to keep them from hitting the ground. And they're all hitting the ground. They're bopping me in the head all over the place, okay? Like, your girl is being trampled and clearly in need of help. But I was afraid of asking for help and ashamed of needing it because society will have us believe that we're supposed to just be able to do it all. The idea that a mom who stays home and needs help is viewed as a double standard. Like, we don't get to have help because we stay home. But guess what? I do need help. I do need to have consistency in my days. And so does Jax. I can't continue to fly by the seat of my pants and hope for the best. Because at this point, I'm like throwing spaghetti at the wall and it's not sticking. One of the women that I was mentored by last year, Lindsay Swartz, she says, "We aren't meant to do business or life alone." And I literally couldn't agree with that statement more. Being able to acknowledge and validate my feeling of needing help led me to step number two, which is to control the controllable. Now, if you're an OG of this podcast, you know we talk a lot about controlling the controllable, especially in the midst of the pandemic. We've talked a lot about controlling the controllable. But once I was able to acknowledge that I needed help, I was able to come up with a game plan. It was like a light bulb went off. Because the truth of the matter is, so much of my day was out of my control due to the simple fact that it was contingent on my capacity for the day. So if Jax was up all night, then the whole next day could be shot. If I couldn't secure childcare, then there were certain things that just couldn't get done. If I was finding myself having to reschedule calls at the last minute, staying up well into the middle of the night, trying to get work done because it was the only time that I had uninterrupted, which would then lead me to being sleep deprived and grumpy and short with my husband, short with my mom, short with Jax, short with my coworkers, like the whole nine yards. It was taking me 3 times as long to complete a task because I had to stop and start, stop and start. And what's that lead to? Burnout, frustration, resentment. Any of this sound familiar? If you're nodding your head, raising your hand, no, you're not alone, okay? You might be asking, all right, Jer, so what do I do with this? And to that I say, put the ball back in your court. What can you do to take the control back? For me, I knew that I had to get a more consistent schedule. How do I do that? That meant I needed to get Jack's consistent childcare. And I had to let go of the mindset that I was a bad mom for asking for help. I actually just talked about this in our Voxer group chat, which is the chat that we use for the Cultivate membership. And I was talking about how if I was still in corporate, it would be socially acceptable that Jax would be, you know, going to daycare. If I was leaving the house to go to a 9-to-5 job, it would be completely fine, right? That Jax was going to daycare. But the fact that I'm building a business at home, some might say, well, he doesn't need to go to daycare. You're at home. But I'm working. I'm building a business, right? So I knew that I had to get Jack's consistent childcare. He needed this consistency just as much as I did. So he started daycare. And this has allowed me to have dedicated work hours. I know exactly when I can schedule coaching calls, when I can do podcast interviews, when I can record podcast episodes like this one. Jax knows when he's going to play with his friends. He's getting into a routine of being around other kids his age and all that that entails. And this change, even though it was super emotional for me at first and a huge adjustment for both of us, it's been so great for both of us. And I know that I'm able to work in dedicated hours, which means I'm able to be more present with my family when we're home. That means dinner is at dinner time. Bath time is at bath time. Bedtime is at bedtime. And I get to spend more time with Trevor without having to rush through any of those things. or only give half of my attention to any of those things because I'm trying to answer emails or write content at the same time. So I'm able to show up as the mom and as the wife that I desire to be without feeling guilty or neglecting the business or my clients. I was having a hard time getting my training runs in, so I got a treadmill. Now I can run during nap time. I can run when Jax is at daycare or before he wakes up or after he goes to bed and not have to leave the house. This morning, before I recorded this episode, I was able to run, shower, get dressed, have a hot cup of coffee, which mamas, you know how rare that is, all before Jax woke up. So when he did wake up, I was able to focus solely on him and not try and rush his morning or beat the heat outside or race against the clock for a list of errands needing to be done. So for you, you may be in a season where you have to work Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. If you're wanting to get more time for yourself, that may mean getting up 30 minutes earlier than you normally do. Or maybe your kids have sports practices in the evening, and a few days a week, you have a niece that can drive them to and from practice and free up, you know, 3 of those hours for you so that you're able to work your business uninterrupted. Or maybe for you, it's staying firm on your boundaries and saying no to that last minute request to pick up an extra shift so that you can spend some time reading or getting that massage. Whatever it is, knowing that you are in control, that you have the power to decide what you will spend your time doing is so freaking powerful. This mindset shift that you and only you have the choice to decide how you will spend your day is not only powerful, it gives you the confidence to boldly move forward. If getting started feels overwhelming, it's usually because you haven't acknowledged your true feelings and you aren't taking advantage of the things that you can actually control. I knew I needed help with a more consistent schedule, and I was still ashamed to ask for it. But acknowledging the fact that I did need the help and asking for the help and then putting things in place to gain my control back has been such a game changer for me. I've been able to show up as a better version of myself, as a more favorite version of myself. I've been able to give more freely to my family, to my clients, because I have the tools in place to make sure that I'm filling my cup first. I'll leave you with this today. The beginning of anything new can be hard and overwhelming and scary. But new beginnings turn into new chapters of growth and opportunities to become the next versions of ourselves. And there's a prior version of you who is so proud of you for stepping into the unknown, and a future version of you who is so proud of you for not giving up. You've got this, girl. And I am right here in your corner cheering you on. Until next time, continue to live with intention, lead with gratitude, and go all in, because our days here are numbered and we don't know the count. So girlfriend, we gotta make these days count. I love you so much, and we will chat again soon. Hey Queen, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you vibed with the show today, take a screenshot and tag me on IG so I can personally thank you for listening today. Your support means the world to me. Stay golden, girl, and let that light shine.